In the year 313, Constantine became emperor and officially tolerated Christianity. No longer would the Roman Empire officially persecute the Catholic Church. And so it seemed like a great victory had come about. The Christians could finally live in peace, right? Wrong. It was only the continuation of the church militant striving to serve the Lord, and there will always be our daily cross to carry. And as soon as this great victory for Christianity seemed to take place, hell sent upon the earth a heresy which threatened to blight the fruit of 300 years of martyrdom. All those blood of the martyrs was the seed of the church, and yet there is going to be a heresy which became so popular, threatened to destroy that fruit. This heresy was Arianism. Priest Arius in the 320s was teaching that Jesus wasn't truly God. The eternal word wasn't actually completely eternal. It was a creature, the highest of all creatures, but nonetheless a creature, more like a demigod. And this heresy became so popular that St. Jerome said, the world groaned and found itself Arian. And so the Council of Nicaea met in 325 to clarify that Jesus is God. He is the Son of God, and as the Word of God, is eternal. And significant to this council was a very young deacon, Athanasius, today's saint. He was the secretary of the Patriarch of Alexandria, Saint Alexander, and helped with his treatise on the incarnation provide the kind of theological terms necessary to clarify who Jesus is. And a couple years after, when Bishop Alexander died, his dying wish was that Athanasius would be his successor, and all the people of Alexandria, which was a very important see, were unanimous in agreeing, because Athanasius was seen as a very ascetic and holy man and would make a good bishop. And so, not even 30 years old, he became bishop of one of the most important sees in the empire. But because of the Arian heresy, he still had to deal with a lot of the confusion that was going about. Unfortunately, the Council of Nicaea didn't mean that the heresy was over. It just gave him the tools to fully defeat. And one of those tools was the Nicene Creed, which was kind of a development of the Apostles' Creed to really clarify Jesus is God. And so he had a lot of work ahead of him. And because of this, he also made many enemies. The Arians had won over even the emperors. And so even the emperor would send assassins after St. Athanasius to be rid of him, because he was constantly fighting for the truth, so much so that he is known as the champion of orthodoxy, the father of orthodoxy. And his nickname was Athanasius against the world. He had the courage to stand up for the truth because he knew the truth shall set you free. And he was not afraid of fighting for this truth, because like Jesus said to his apostles, you will be hated by all because of my name, but whoever endures to the end will be saved. No disciple is above his teacher, no slave above his master. So he knew that just like Jesus was persecuted, so will he be. And when they persecute you in one town, Jesus said, flee to another. And so that's what he would do. He was trying to be, as cunning as a serpent, but as innocent as a dove. And there was a lot of plots against his life, a lot of calumnies, a lot of lies spread about him to ruin his reputation. You know, it was said that he stole from the grain allotments for the city. He stole from the offerings for the poor and the widows. There was a story saying that he melted down a chalice for the gold. All kinds of lies, including even as bad as rape and murder. One time, they had a woman who they bribed into saying that Athanasius attacked her. And so when there was a trial, one of the priests with Athanasius, when they walked into the courtroom, pretended to be Athanasius for a moment and asked the woman, did I do that to you? And she affirmed under oath, yes. And so they got out of that because the woman didn't even recognize Athanasius. And then there was another time when he was accused of murder of a bishop. The Arians had kidnapped the bishop and were holding him prisoner somewhere. And then there was a trial brought so that Athanasius would they had evidence that he killed this bishop, including the bishop's hand. And so they brought a withered hand saying that Athanasius was trying to use it for witchcraft. And fortunately for Athanasius, God being on his side, the bishop was able to escape and present himself in the courtroom. And so Athanasius, with a little humor, said, well, does the bishop have three hands? Because here are his other two. And then the bishop walked in. And there was another time, too, where God was protecting him as he's fleeing the assassins of the emperor. He was on a boat, and he told the boat that he was on to turn around and go back upstream so that the emperor's soldiers, as they passed by, kind of in a little bit late in the dark, didn't recognize the ship, and they called out, have you seen Athanasius? And Athanasius calmly but truthfully said, yes, he's not far from here. And then they continued to escape. So he even kind of shows us a little bit of, you know, never tell a lie, but you can have that deception at times when needed. So God was on his side protecting him because he was needed to keep fighting for the truth, but also because he did many good things, but also he wrote a lot. And so his writings is one of the reasons why he is a doctor of the church. And so God protected him so that he might fight for the truth. And he was exiled 5 times during his life, almost up to 20 years. You know, so he was a bishop for almost 45 years, but a good chunk of that was in exile. And that exile took him sometimes to the deserts of Egypt, sometimes to Lebanon, sometimes to Rome, another time even to Germany. And one time he had to the longest he had to hide was for 5 years. He hid in a dry well, and only one person who knew the location would bring food. So he endured much persecution, and yet he was willing to do it because of the one he loved. And he knew if Jesus is persecuted, then he too would have to be persecuted. And it was also that he could bring people to Christ. He fought for the truth because the truth is what sets us free. And the truth of who Jesus is allows us to love Jesus. You can't love what you don't know. And so if you're given a false representation of Jesus, then are you truly loving Jesus? No. That's why, you know, even today, Arianism kind of survives a little bit in Mormonism or Jehovah's Witnesses. And then there's still many kind of different false representations or ideas about Jesus. But only the Catholic Church teaches the true Jesus. If you want to love Jesus, then you need to know him first. And That is why it's so important that these certain heresies are squashed. And as we heard in our gospel today, Jesus says, remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love. So if you want to love Jesus, Jesus is saying, obey my commandments. If you love me, you will obey my commandments. And that's another aspect then that is important to know is, well, what are God's commandments? What are Christ's teachings? Again, only the Catholic Church provides the full representation there. Because especially today, as people are attached to their sins, they're going to try to change the teachings of Christ to make sure that their sins are tolerated. And yet Jesus is saying, if you love me, you will obey my commandments. You will not change my commandments so that you can still pretend that you love me. And that is why, again, it's important to remain faithful to Christ's teachings, because in the words he speaks, he is sharing knowledge about God. He's sharing knowledge about himself. And if we are obedient to him, then we are hearing his word and we're following him. We are loving him. And this ultimately is what's going to bring us joy. Jesus says, I have told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete. That's all Jesus is trying to give us, is peace, resting in God. That is where our true joy will come from. Having eternal life, sharing in the divinity of Christ. Christ makes us one with him and allows us to share in the divine nature of eternal life. For God is, as being himself, the only way to eternal life. And that's something that St. Athanasius got through his quote, again, in that kind of defending during the controversy of the Arian heresy. He said, God became man so that man might become a god or like God. Really, you know, the translation's a little awkward, but basically what he's getting at is not that we become gods, but that we become sharers in divine nature, that we participate in God's life. And that's the only way to true joy, to true happiness, for that is our purpose. God created us to be happy in the next life. He created us to know him, to love him, and to serve him. And in that, that is how we share in his divine life. May St. Athanasius intercede for us that today's bishops and priests always have the courage to witness to the truth. And may St. Athanasius intercede for us that we might come to know Christ, and in knowing Christ, love him more perfectly.
Are you a Marian helper? Join our Spiritual Benefit Society and start sharing in the graces of all the daily masses, prayers, and good works of Marian priests and brothers all over the world. Sign up is free and easy. Simply visit micprayers.org. That's micprayers.org. Thank you, and God bless you. Please follow or subscribe to this podcast to receive the latest episodes and updates. If you have been blessed by this podcast, I invite you to leave a review. Reviews greatly improve our podcast ranking and will help spread this podcast to other people throughout the world. Are you enjoying this podcast? I invite you to listen to more shows brought to you by the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Join us daily for enriching spiritual content, which will help you on your journey with Jesus Christ. Simply visit DivineMercyPlus.org for a complete list of our shows. That's DivineMercyPlus.org. Are you a Marian helper? Join our Spiritual Benefit Society and start sharing in the graces of all the daily masses, prayers, and good works of Marian priests and brothers all over the world. Sign up is free and easy. Simply visit micprayers.org. That's micprayers.org. Thank you, and God bless you.